joined in studio by a guy who left his mark in the Bills opener with the 13 combined tackles, 12 solo tackles against the Jets last Sunday. Happy to have Bills linebacker Ramon Humber in studio with us. Ramon, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You know, folks should know, before you came here, I think you started like 20, 21 games over the course of eight NFL seasons, right? You're not a new guy. This is not even though, you know, Bills fans are getting used to you, you're not a new guy here.
Yeah, I'm not a new guy. I definitely don't feel that way. I don't think guys around the league feel that way either. But, you know, you just got to be ready when your number's called.
Is that like physically or mentally?
it's more mentally. Physically, yeah. It's a different toll.
What was that game like for you at Sunday? And how do you account for all that production, all, you know, a dozen or more tackles in the game?
It was just a great all-around team effort. Great game plan by the coaches. Just getting guys free, and then the guys just flying around to the ball. Defensive line did the job holding guys and just allowing the linebackers to get free and scrape to the ball and make plays. And the secondary doing their job and coverage-wise. And, you know, it was just all-around good defensive effort. So it's not just one person that did everything.
What's it like knowing that defensive front, the defensive line in front of you, they will eat up everybody and you can just run around and make tackles?
Oh, it's the most comfortable feeling ever. You know, and I mean, we also do the same thing for them. You know, mm-hmm. if we're able to get downhill, we're able to take the double teams off the guys, and they're able to free up. So it works both ways. So it's not only just them working for us, we're working for them too.
Ramon, did going into the game last week, did the Bills, you and the defense anticipate that the Jets' focus might be the short passing game, you know, dumping off the backs and just guys over the middle?
I mean, we didn't know what really to expect, just knowing with the new defensive offensive coordinator that they have and with the new personnel and the guys that they just signed coming into it that week. So we weren't really sure, but we had a game plan of what the New Orleans did in the past. And it was really just to get in the game flow of what they like to do and then just making adjustments as we went on.
One of the plays you made was the two-point conversion attempt wiped out by penalty, but coming up with the interception on that play. Tell me about that play and what was going through your mind when you saw the ball in your hands there.
It was just great communication off the bat. They got us in a formation. We had to communicate and talk, but we were able to get it done. And, you know, I got the ball. I wanted to go and score. But
I saw that as you ran out.
I got hit, and then I got hit again. So it's just, you know, at that point, it's just like, just don't make any mistakes.
Admittedly, my son, who I was watching the game with, he said something to me. So I wasn't paying attention. Like, he had me sidetracked. So when you caught the interception, like, I just turned back to the screen. And when you ran out, I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Stay in the end zone. And I'm like, oh, it's a two-point conversion.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I see why you tried to run it out, but I was confused for a second.
Were you thinking 2 points? I can get 2 points out of it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. As soon as I got the ball, I was thinking too. But, you know, at the same time, I got hit, and then I just realized what was going to happen. Wasn't smart to even try to pitch it either. So
no.
it was smart just to go down and just take our lumps. We gave up points, so. You know, we just got to take our lumps on that one.
When you guys returned to work here this week and you started to look at the video of the Jets game, and I know Sean McDermott said, you know, we got a lot of issues to deal with, some problems to solve. But on defense, what more could you guys do defensively than what you did last week against the Jets?
Score on defense.
Okay. Is that it? I mean, really?
It's score on defense, and then, you know, there's a lot of other things that we got to improve on. It's, you know, it wasn't a perfect game by any means necessary, what people may see on tape. You know, there's still corrections that we have to get done and the corrections that we got taken care of. And, you know, we just got to move forward as a defense and rally.
Well, now as we move forward and you guys have this Carolina team that everybody's saying, oh, this is going to be a step up. The NFL is the NFL. You know, mm-hmm. You play the teams that are on your schedule. But I would think you guys, when you look at the weapons that they have, and especially you in particular, Christian McCaffrey, a guy that you might have to cover out of mm-hmm. the backfield, what do you see in him?
Shifty guy. He's a running back, but he also play wide receiver. Just an all-around good athlete, and, you know, he's going to create mismatch problems, and our job is to eliminate those and make them one-dimensional as an offense.
Mm-hmm. I saw he's always on the field, right? He got 70% of the offensive snaps?
Yeah, he's definitely part of their main focus as far as an offense. Definitely one of their top guys that they want to give the ball to and give him touches and just give him the ball in space and let him do what he does best.
Do you have to find him? Is that job one? Like, where is he lining up? Is that how you start?
It's not. No. Our job is not try to find him, find Waldo. It's our job.
Find Waldo.
Our job is to line up and play defense within our scheme and within our system.
What did you see in Cam Newton in week one? His coach said that he was a little bit rusty. Cam Newton is Cam Newton. He still has a rocket forearm. Yeah. he still can run because of how big and you know physical he is. What do you see in him?
He still has it all. He's a monster. I don't think you've ever seen a quarterback built like that ever before and can run. And like I said, he has a rocket of an arm. You know, he's still the same player. You still want to contain him and don't want him to run. And, you know, at the same time, he still has a rocket of an arm. So he can still pass the ball. He can still throw the ball down the field. And, you know, he's still going to look you off. He's an NFL quarterback for a reason. So he's still a good player.
Do y'all talk like, hey, man, I'm going to get there, but we're going to need some help to bring him down every now and then?
No, we just get the one person get in there, then the next person get in there, and then, you know, try to get the ball out. That's just the way we preach.
Ramon, you've been around the league for a while. I wonder your early impressions of this group here with the Buffalo Bills and maybe what you see of the maturity level here. It's not really a team that's that young, so playing on the road might not be as much of a challenge as it could be for a younger team at this point.
Yeah, for a younger team, I think it'd be a challenge. But for us, I think we have a veteran team. You know, winning on the road is very hard to do. It's just hard to do at all, period, winning at all in this NFL. Yeah. But on the road, it's even harder. So, you know, as long as we bring the young guys along and teach them and continue to help them out and help them grow, you know, we're going to be fine going on into this game.
Thanks for this, Ramon. Thanks for coming in right after practice. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.